You're listening to the official podcast of Asbury University, produced by students with God-honoring conversations that inform, edify, and encourage. This is Asbury. We explore culture and current topics through a Christian worldview, promoting a well-balanced life, and we empower our community to belong, become, and be set apart. I'm your host, Abby Laub. Welcome to This is Asbury. Welcome to This is Asbury. We have an alum on the podcast today. I love talking to alumni. We have such cool alumni. Welcome, Hannah.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, Hannah Springer Garnett.
Yes,
what year
right.
did you graduate?
I graduated in 2021,
awesome.
Right after the pandemic.
Woohoo!
Yep, it was a great time.
Good for you.
Wore a mask at my graduation. Yeah,
you had one, though, so that's
yes,
good.
Yes, that's right. That's
yes.
right. We did.
So you're still pretty fresh out.
Mm-hmm.
Still a baby alum. We love it. And you're here in Lexington. Tell me what you're doing,
right.
Hannah.
Yeah, so right after I graduated from Asbury University, I went right across the street to Asbury Seminary, mm-hmm. which was a life-changing experience. Loved my time at Asbury Seminary. And then after I graduated there, I got a job at the Ronald McDonald House, which is a local charity here in Lexington. And I'm their special events manager there. So I do a lot of our fundraising, community engagement, partnerships. And then I have a podcast, and that's just my passion project. That's not, I don't get paid from it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well,
you got to have those passion projects.
Yeah.
It's so important. And that's why I wanted to have you on, because your podcast is so good. I got to go on your podcast.
Yes.
You've had some really good topics on your podcast, some spicy topics
yes.
on your podcast. You know, you're really good at talking about things that can be hard to talk about, or that can be controversial, or that can just be challenging. And you jump in.
Yeah.
So tell me about some of those podcasts you've done recently.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. I appreciate hearing that, because I think I struggle with the Lord of, like, how much do I want to press boundaries?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there's a comfort zone in staying in what we know will just be easy to talk about and accepted by everybody. But also when we feel this sense of, I feel like the Lord has given me a perspective, an insight, a passion mm-hmm. about a topic which is women in ministry, that sometimes mm-hmm. can get dicey. I try to handle it with a lot of grace. I tend to not be an arguer. But I also feel this distinct calling towards it. And so it's almost, how do I hold that with grace of having conversations that I really feel passionate about,
mm-hmm.
but be mindful that it
mm-hmm.
can be a hard conversation for a
yeah,
lot of people.
Definitely.
So, yeah, I really let the Spirit guide me and who I have these conversations with, truthfully. Like a topic will come to mind, and honestly, I know this sounds like just such the Asbury answer, but it's so true. I wanted to talk about sex, and so I truly was like, Lord, open my eyes to the people that I can have these conversations with. And I just got connected with just these random people, usually through social media,
yeah.
who just are able to have those conversations with me. So it's really cool to see how I get an idea, and then I'm thoughtful of who you want to engage in that conversation
yeah.
with.
Yeah. So your podcast is called Clothed in Strength. And
that's
tell
right.
me just kind of the premise of that and,
yeah.
and what that means.
Yeah. So it comes from Proverbs 31:25. So Proverbs 31, I love Proverbs 31.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be interpreted in many different ways. And so there is the side of it where, oh, she's a homemaker and she's meek. And those things, yes, are true. But everybody was homemakers then,
mm-hmm.
men and women, because you worked in the home. But the part of Proverbs 31:25 where it says this verse, she is clothed in strength and dignity. I love that word,
mm-hmm.
dignity. And she laughs without fear of the future. That has always just been such a life verse for me mm-hmm. of both this, I'm clothed with strength and dignity, and also this joy. Like, I get to laugh without fear of the future.
Mm.
What a beautiful picture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always had that verse just stuck in my mind. I've always been prayerful of, you know, where can that fit in? I actually started a blog in high school
mm-hmm.
called Clothed in Strength.
Oh, nice.
And
this
turns
has
out
been with you for a while.
It has.
Yeah.
It really has. And I like talking a lot more than I like writing. So the podcast has been way more successful. It turns out it's so much easier to sit and talk to somebody for an hour. So, yeah, so it's been with me for a while just because I've always been a woman of a lot of leadership. I put myself in positions of leadership. I tend to find myself in a position of influence.
Mm-hmm.
And especially during my time at Asbury, I found myself, you know, leading in a lot of ways, so that that wording of strength has always resonated with me more than some of the verbiage around like meekness or, mm-hmm. you know, gentleness. And those things are God-given. But, you know, I've always kind of had that like strength, that grit, that endurance. And so it just kind of made sense. Like, I want to talk about this voice that God has given women. And here's a verse that goes along with it. So kind of came together.
Has that been hard? I mean, have you gotten pushback?
Okay, I got pushback on one reel I made, which I'm like, okay, I'm not an influencer. I have found that's just not the Lord's calling for my life. And so I made this reel about like three reasons that women's voices should be like heard in the church. Mm-hmm. And it was very, I did not think it was going to be very controversial, but it got on the wrong side, they do. And so I got some pushback on that, just, you know, typical things. But in terms of my podcast, what I found is like people who are going to push back typically don't invest an hour of their time into listening to my stuff. So it's honestly been like a really safe space within the podcast. It's usually just social media that you'll see because those are the clickbait.
Right.
Where podcasts, if you're listening for an hour,
you're invested. You're learning something. So along those lines, what does it mean for you for a woman to be influential in the church? Like, what does that mean for you?
Oh, such a good question. It's my favorite question. For me, it means having an awareness of who God has made you to be, which is a broad thing to say. But what I mean by that specifically and what I feel called to lead women in is this awareness of we all have a part to play in this puzzle. I think the women that were naturally gifted with these attributes of this quiet, gentle spirit and this encouraging and this helper, and even like how the term helper has been, you know, portrayed in the church. The women that's their natural kind of demeanor, it is powerful for them, you know, because it fits that mold. Mm-hmm. And so where I have seen the Lord teach me is when you feel like this is who God has made me to be, bold, leader, you know, preacher, speaker, all the things. And that might not fit into that traditional, like, culture mold that I've gotten from the church. For me to be a woman clothed in strength, for me to be a woman sharing my voice, it is to understand biblically, wholly biblically. I'm never away from the Bible. Mm-hmm. I understand the verses that, you know, people can pick. And, you know, but having a holistic view of the Bible and understanding how God has created us, male and female, to equally and powerfully move forth the kingdom of God, move forth the gospel, to know how we fit in that, and then to find a community that will like nurture that and utilize that and branch that out.
Right. Well, there's all kinds of examples throughout the scriptures of women who have done exactly this. That's you have a favorite?
Well, Deborah's always a good go-to because she's just so powerful. But Abigail was such a leader, and Phoebe, and the thing that I like about Phoebe is when Paul talks about her, I just imagine, like, I'll just like try to imagine like what she looked like. And she was the, she was in charge of the gospel to be moved, you know, and she was a deacon and so servant of the Lord in her church. And I just imagine just this woman who's just on fire for Jesus and like, what can I do, Paul, to help you? Mm-hmm. And so those are kind of the ones that I'm like, oh, that's just so encouraging to see it like that.
Yeah, definitely. So you talk a lot about women in ministry and whatever that could look like. What are some of the other topics you've been tackling and what has really resonated with your listeners?
So we've talked about a lot of things. I talked about body image for a while. We talked about moving our body. Mm-hmm. Was your episode. And then I had a body image expert on.
Cool.
That was really cool. But I almost feel like, I think it was intriguing to a lot of women, but you hear those messages a lot. Yeah. Thankfully, thank the Lord, because it needs to be talked about. I think the things that resonate with women are the things that people are almost scared to ask about.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to ask, but I'm curious.
Yeah.
And that was Mia Asbury, even going into kind of like, where I've got where I was is I didn't grow up in a church that I ever saw women represented in church, but I always felt called to ministry. I felt called to ministry when I was 16. Ended up at Asbury because of swimming solely. It was the only Christian school I looked at. And it's just kind of cool how I ended up here because I mean, I didn't even know it was a Christian school. I'd never heard of Asbury, and I was from Louisville. Where are
you from? Louisville. Yeah. Okay. So you came here to swim, yeah. But you did know it was a Christian school?
I knew it was once I started investigating.
Got it.
But what I did was I had no idea where I wanted to swim, so I had a paragraph email that I copied and pasted and sent to every coach in the state of Kentucky. And the first person to respond was my coach here at Asbury, Alex Kaiser.
Oh, cool.
And so Alex was like, hey, I want you to come up. So I show up. I'm like, oh, this is a Christian school. I love my parents, but they were apprehensive of me going into ministry. Mm-hmm. So they didn't discourage me from going to Christian school, but they didn't encourage me to go to Christian school because of money. They're like, you're never going to make any money, which, you know, it's true. So it's fine. And so I just ended up here for swimming. It just worked out. And so I show up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in a Christian school. Mm. I can pursue ministry, which is really cool. But at that point, I was still discerning, what does that mean for me to be in ministry? Mm-hmm. As a woman who is a leader, is bold, I love theology, I love teaching.
And what did you study at the seminary?
So I studied intercultural studies both here and the seminary.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I did my undergrad. I started as a Christian ministry major here, and I liked it, but intercultural studies was so outward focused. Mm-hmm. So it was so focused on the people that aren't currently in our communities, and it was just more engaging.
Cool.
So I transitioned there, same department. And during my time here, my sophomore year, I heard a chapel sermon of a woman. I don't even know who she was, but I should go back and ask Sarah Baldwin because she was influential in my life. And she was preaching about just her role as a woman in her marriage and in her ministry. And I had never heard that before. Mm. I didn't know that there wasn't a way to be biblically sound and committed to Scripture and believe that women could have a prophetic, powerful voice within the church. Mm-hmm. So it was that moment where I just started asking a lot of questions. I was in a sociology of gender course with Dr. Lisa Weaver Schwartz.
Awesome.
She's an amazing woman. If anybody knows her, she's great. She's just released a book, and I just had her on my podcast too.
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah, that hasn't released yet, but you'll have to look because she's awesome. So I had this class there. I was mind blown. I was like, oh my gosh, there's a lot to this. That is in me, right? Like, my heart was like palpitating. I was like, oh, I love this stuff. And so I started a club at Asbury. That's what you do when you're at Asbury. And you're like, I'm passionate about something. What should I do? Start a club. At least when I was here, that was the cool thing. So started a club called Biblical Gender Equality Club. BJEC is our nickname. And when I started it, we had over about 120 members.
Oh, wow.
Which was the biggest club on campus.
Wow.
I know. And I had to present it to, like, the whole committee because when you start a club here, you know, you just have to get passed. And so it's just funny. Like, I presented it in front of Dr. Brown, and I was like, this feels like a big deal. But so
it got passed. You started the club.
It got passed, and we started it. We had 120 members. Our events would have 70 to 80 people, which is huge for the size of our school.
Yeah.
So what that told me.
It's definitely hitting a nerve.
Yes, yeah. It's hitting a nerve. And it was, people were curious. Mm-hmm. They wanted to talk about it. Which was really cool because Sarah Baldwin was my advisor, and she got to see that from the perspective of faculty and to say, okay, you know, these students are curious about this conversation. And so it's really cool to get to lead in that. And from that, I know a lot of other kind of conversations started. So that was really powerful. And in that, it just gave me this, my goal now and what I pray for my goal to be in the future is not to persuade people to be one side or the other. Again, I'm not an argumentative person. My goal is that a lot of women walk through life with a personality like me or with a calling like me, and they never know that there's a way, like I said, to be really engaged biblically and spiritually and believe that women could have a prophetic and powerful voice in the church. So it's really just to bring awareness of, you know, our calling. And that was what was so great about Asbury is I got to see women on, you know, and in chapel, I got to see Sarah Baldwin go up there and preach and all these women that I'm like, wow, there's a, yeah, like you start to see the prophetic voice of women in your community and it really makes an impact on your life.
Yeah. And now you're sharing more about that on the podcast.
Exactly.
I love it that you've kind of extended it through. So I think what I've seen in my own life is a lot of women kind of fall into the trap of, it's like, well, I want to have kids and I want to do this and how do I do ministry? And I just think a lot of people don't always acknowledge the ministry right in front of them. Like, it's your family, it's your own home, it's your friends, your spouse, your children, whoever it is, your coworkers. Mm-hmm. Talk about that a little bit and what that has looked like for you in your own life.
Oh, that's so true, because I said to somebody once, I was like, I just want to be in ministry. And they're like,
you are.
You are. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. Priest of all believers everywhere. It's so true. And yeah, I think that in the West, in America, we've framed what it looks like to be in vocational ministry,
right.
full-time ministry.
Yeah.
You get paid by ministry, which actually isn't even the biblical model, like tent making. Mm-hmm. I mean, Paul.
Yeah. That's one thing I love about Asbury so much is like everybody here is equipped no matter what degree you're getting, no matter what field. No, you are working in ministry. You just also happen to be working in communication or finance or whatever. They go hand in hand.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They really do. And coming from, because now I work in an environment that's not a Christian. It's my first like non-Christian environment since Asbury. I worked at a missions organization. So it was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I was like, oh, this is so fun. We're praying at every meeting and we're diving into the word, which is so good and so powerful. And then I got to a, you know, quote unquote, secular environment, which I know is such a, you know, Asbury thing to say. But this, you know, in an environment that isn't Christian based, and the amount, and I say this word witness, not in terms of, you know, that doesn't always look like preaching explicitly the gospel every day, but the touch, the shoulder rubbing that I am having in my community, I have never experienced in any form of ministry, because the, you know, how we touch people, like there's a lot of people that you get to show the love of Jesus to in your vocation and in your 9 to 5 that you would never walk into your church.
Yeah.
And so it's so cool because you just get to love them and just show them like a life beyond anything they've ever known. And so it's really I do struggle with that because I want to be, you know, it's just such like a, I want to be in that environment where it's just, we're praying, you know, but, and I get that at church, but also I have to come back to like, this is ministry, you know, and what I'm doing for my job, but also my coworkers and who I'm connecting with.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you have been busy. So you graduated, you went to seminary, you got a full-time job, you bought a house, you got married. So
got
tell
a dog.
Me, you got a dog. That's right.
The full gambit.
You work out at 5:30 every morning, girl. Like, I don't know when you sleep. So
me neither.
Tell me, who's your husband? You met at Asbury, right?
Yes. My husband's Nick Garnett. We swam together.
Oh, that's cute.
Which is fun because our first relationship was as competitors.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So you seem like you're really competitive.
Oh, so competitive. And so is he. But he lets me win a lot, which is sweet. But yeah, it was cool because swimming is such a unique sport that, you know, most teams, they are completely separate, men and women. Where ours, I mean, we had the same coach. We had the same practices. We swam in the same lane. We went to the same meets. So, I mean, you're spending a lot of time together when you swim with the opposite gender and especially date them. But it is a thing. We call it swim-cessed.
I'm so swim-cessed with this person.
I know.
That's funny. It's hard to talk, though, because you're, like, literally swimming.
Yeah,
like.
I know. Exactly. You really don't have that much time to actually chat. But, yeah, so we swam together, and we met. He's actually 2 years younger than me. So we met my junior year, and then we got engaged right after I graduated, married right after he graduated. So, yeah, we got married in 2022.
Yeah.
So.
Does he listen to your podcast?
You know, I don't think so.
Does he ever give you topic ideas?
He does give me a lot of topic ideas. I take some of them and I don't take others. I will say I've said that I'm never going to have men on my podcast because not that I'm anti-man. I love men. They're great. But the purpose is women. But I will say my dream is to do one episode with the two of us and to talk about marriage.
What have you learned through doing your podcast? Have you had some guests on that really stretched you?
Yeah, I have. Okay, the biggest thing that I think is funny is when I'm mid-conversation with somebody and I realize they think completely different than me. And I'm like, did I do enough research? But it's so good because it challenges you to just be flexible in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And also to work on that real time. I am uncomfortable mm-hmm. with different opinions. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like I get in these and it's just like the Lord's laughing where he's like, you've got to figure this out right now. Like in real time.
You are squirming.
Yeah. And it's being recorded. And so, you know, and it's just really cool because it's starting to broaden my perspective. Mm. And I'm like, oh. And I think I've learned big picture. And again, just like post-graduation, all these things is I think success looks like obedience and not numbers. And that is, I've known that to be true my whole life. But when you're living in it, you have to daily remind yourself.
Yeah. Numbers, you know, what do you mean by?
How many listens I get.
Oh, right.
You know, Instagram followers.
Yes.
Again, I'm not an influencer. So I, you know, in terms of like, okay, Lord, you've called me to speak this message. And in my head, I want thousands of women to listen, you know?
Right.
I want to get a book deal. Like, what's next? Like, can I go be a professional speaker? Like, what's next?
And the competitive athlete side of you starts coming out.
It's so true. And I think the Lord is teaching me is that obedience of what's in front of me, who's the conversation I'm having, what is the truth that's being told in that conversation. But it's been really, I think, again, like the conversations I've had in my podcast, some of these women are like the one on Kingdom Sexuality, she has like 170,000 followers.
Oh, wow.
Instagram. Yeah, she's a big deal. And she's awesome. I love her work. You guys should go check her out. But I have a couple big people like that who I've just DM'd and they've said yes.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, wow, okay. And then honestly, some of my best conversations are the ones where I'm at a 5:30 a.m. workout class doing my burpees thinking, Lord, I should talk to I've been praying for a conversation about moving our bodies. I should talk to Abby. And it's almost this recognition of the people around you and how the Lord has gifted. Oh, wait, open your eyes. Like you're wanting these influencers that have millions of followers. Like, wait, who's in front of you? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, Abby's
well,
in front of me.
I don't do burpees, but I'm glad that you were inspired.
I did burpees today.
By my workout.
That's what I was thinking about.
We deadlift.
Yeah. That's true. We lift heavy when I was there.
That's
yes.
So funny.
Yes.
Well, that's great. I love that some of these have challenged you in the moment. I think that's a good sign that you're not just kind of stuck like in an echo chamber. That's never a good place to be.
So. No, it's never. And we so easily can by like who we follow, who we listen to, what we're reading.
Yeah, and of course, social media is designed to feed into that. So it's nice to get out of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So who do you have coming on next? Can you share some of your upcoming guests?
So I have Lisa, who I shared. So she just wrote a book called Stained Glass Ceilings.
Ooh, yep. Mm-hmm.
So she's a sociologist. It is a treasure that Asbury has her. I didn't realize how much of a treasure it was until I graduated. And I'm like, wait, she's like a big deal. Like she's in a lot of conversation. Like I was listening to this podcaster. She's in Canada. Big podcaster. Sheila Greger. She talks about sexuality stuff.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
And I was just listening to one of her podcasts and she was like, I have Dr. Lisa Weaver Schwartz. I was like,
you're like, wait a minute. I
took
know her.
Classes. I've been to her house. So anyway, I interviewed her and that was really interesting. So we talk about sociology of gender. Very interesting. Hmm. Then I interviewed a woman named Ashley Willis, who, as I was telling you before we recorded, she and her husband, Dave, they own they have a podcast called Naked Marriage. They talk about marriage. And then they are part of this conference called Exo Marriage that travels around the country, talks about marriage. They're all, you know, biblical, godly marriage, just supporting marriages. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And so I had her on. That was really special. But then I kind of went back, like what I was just saying, like I kind of got stuck. We were in a busy season, bought a house, all the things. And I got stuck in like wanting those big, you know, so it's almost I kind of took a step back and asked the Lord again, okay, bring me back to who you've called me to be. And who you've called me to see. So like, okay, one episode I'm really excited about. I haven't recorded it yet, but I get massages from this lady who, I know, she is $30.
What?
And I know, I can't tell you where because, I know.
Spill.
I know, it's exclusive. So I can't spill all the secrets on air. But she's amazing and she's a believer and just is all about living within our bodies and this just like coming back into our body. We move, we do all the things so quickly.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about just coming back, like the strength of just
slowing down. So, yes.
Oh, don't we all need that?
I think everybody needs that.
Yes. So we have a lot of like those conversations where, again, I'm just praying for eyes to see The women around me, like there's a creator in Lexington that creates these bracelets, Molly Grounds, who does Created Bracelets.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that brand.
And so, because then there's Maple and Jay, there's a whole bracelet.
Bracelet empires in Lexington.
It is a Lexington thing.
It is. I have a few on my wrist, too.
Yeah, yeah, they're beautiful pieces of jewelry. But so interviewing her, and so it's just been sweet to, again, come, yes, I dream of those big, you know, like mm-hmm. I have my dream, like, Shawn Johnson.
Oh, how cool would that be?
You know Shawn Johnson, right? Yeah.
Olympic
oh, yeah.
champion,
she,
gymnast.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I would faint if I, like, but so.
I would faint for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody would faint if I had Shawn Johnson. She's amazing. And so I have those big, I'm a dreamer. I'm a visionary. I'm, you know, but I think the Lord is just, again, teaching me both. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. Hannah, mm-hmm. you know, that's what he says to me. But also, like, see what's there. And I think it's hard to take things the step.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I want to jump. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. So just being mindful to the women that the Lord has given a voice in yeah. my surrounding area.
Yeah. I love that. Well, in closing, Hannah, this is, we could talk all day, but
I know we could.
How would you encourage women right now? Like just in this unique season of the world?
Yes.
It's very chaotic.
It's very chaotic. I would encourage women to ask the prayer. I do this a lot. Lord, when I look in the mirror, give me a vision of who you see me to be. And that's my grounding. So when I'm watching the news and I feel overwhelmed, I just had a great, I love my pappy, my grandpa. We just had lunch. It was really Aww. Sweet. But he's, you know, can get political. So I can get, I can get overwhelmed because I'm like, yeah. what do I believe? What do I think? Mm. And I daily go back to, Lord, give me eyes to see myself as you see me. And then how do I play my part from that energy? Because I do believe we all have a part to play. We have a voice to speak. But coming at it from a perspective of this vision of how the Lord has created you to be, it grounds you. And I think it blocks out a lot of the unnecessary noise, especially when you're coming to college or post-college. It, you know, there's a lot of noise coming. And those are good. And they should be listened to. But under the authority of who the Lord has created you to be.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much, Hannah. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, check out her podcast, Clothed in Strength. It's really good. I've enjoyed listening to them. You get into a lot of great topics and very helpful. It's been great to hear.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Yes,
you
thanks
soon.
For having me.
See you at the gym.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of This is Asbury. To learn more about Asbury University, visit asbury.edu.